Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. A high-ranking Philadelphia police officer is now facing aggravated assault charges for allegedly hitting a Temple University student with a baton during a protest Monday near the Ben Franklin Parkway. KYW's Antoinette Lee reports this was all caught on video.
District Attorney Larry Krasner says the student hit in the video, which is circulating on Twitter, suffered serious bodily injury, including a large head wound that required nearly 10 staples and 10 sutures. That officer in the video is alleged to be Staff Inspector Joseph Bologna.
We were sent paperwork suggesting we should charge a young man with pretty serious crimes. And fortunately, we had civilian video.
He says after reviewing the video,
what we noticed, though, was it did seem to be violent criminal activity on the video, but it was committed by a police officer.
Philadelphia Fraternal Order of Police President John McNesby.
This was done with a zero investigation by the district attorney's office. Zero. So he's under arrest. He's a dedicated employee. He's been out there since day one of this, and out there protecting businesses, community, and protesters.
However, Krasner says they have to hold everyone accountable.
Philadelphia officials say they're concerned about the theft of volatile chemicals from a welding supply company, given the current climate of unrest in the city. They say recent protests have been almost entirely peaceful, but the tanks could be dangerous in the wrong hands. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the theft comes as the city braces for another weekend of protests.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says 19 tanks of acetylene and oxygen were stolen Wednesday night. A video shows three men cut through a fence at a Frankfurt supplier wearing masks and gloves.
There is explosives being used to access either ATMs or fires being set off around the city of various buildings and vehicles is most certainly of concern.
Outlaw says looting continues to be a problem, even though it's been greatly reduced since the weekend, and looting teams will stay in place. But she hopes the protests this weekend remain peaceful. She says there are several internal affairs investigations underway on videos and reports about officers' use of force. She says some appear to be in line with department policy, but others are questionable.
Once we're able to identify the officers and get them interviewed, if there is a need to remove them from their assignment in these details, we've done that.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf admits his marching with protesters in Harrisburg the other day was not the right message about avoiding large crowds.
That was inconsistent. I acknowledge that. But I was trying to show support for a cause that the eradication of racism that I think is very, very important. And I was trying to show my support for that effort.
Wolf says he's not going to immediately self-quarantine, but will keep a closer eye on himself for symptoms. With so much social unrest on the streets, how are Philadelphia's high school students processing the history unfolding before their eyes? KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
At Philadelphia's Central High School, the nation's response to the death of George Floyd has come up in all of senior Mariam Sissoko's online classes.
It's dominating the discussion.
Senior Will Carney says sometimes his teachers will talk about the protests.
Not a lot of class discussions on what's going on, but we do talk in like our own, you know, groups.
Sophomore Lin Lin says her class discussions have been about how students can make a difference.
As an Asian American in this country, especially with the video with George Floyd, with the Asian police officer standing by, I think that I have been having a lot of thoughts about that. And I do try to, when we have discussions about this, I try to bring it up.
Lin says she's read about social change in history books, but this time it's happening right in front of her.
The makeshift workspaces that we've had to create at home in the last couple of weeks may be taking their toll on our bodies. A local chiropractor has seen an increase in patients as the pandemic rolls on. Here's KYW's Kim Glovis.
Dr. Safi Goldenberg says necessity has resulted in a lot of work-at-home setups that are not designed for comfort.
One guy, I can't get him to stop working on his coffee table. His body doesn't want to unfold. So people are doing different things than they were before.
Goldenberg runs Well-Adjusted Chiropractic in Bluebell. She wasn't sure how the pandemic would affect business at first.
I saw less of my regular patient load in the beginning because no one knew what to expect. I've never had so many new patients before.
She says part of the increase was a result of spending more time on the office's online presence. And then her patients shared that information in their online community. 30s. Goldenberg also makes sterilizing the tables and chairs a priority.
I have two kinds of wipes that I use, alcohol wipes on the chairs that they sit on, but I use a peroxide-based wipe where their face is actually contacting, and I use hot steam treatment in between every patient.
She believes her success is because people are looking for medical treatment at offices that are still open and that are taking precautions.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.